Welcome to Let's Talk About Aging. Today's podcast, we have Maya Akins with us.
Thanks for having me. I am the local long-term care ombudsman in Region 9. I work with long-term care residents in nursing homes, homes for the aged, and adult foster care homes in the 12 counties in Northeast Lower Michigan. The counties include Alcona, Alpena, Aranac, Sheboygan, Crawford, Iosco, Montmorency, Ogama, Oscoda, Otsego, Presque Isle, and Roscommon.
Maya, what does a long-term care ombudsman do?
Ombudsmen are advocates for long-term care residents. The ombudsman and ombudsman volunteers act as a liaison between residents, care providers, and the state regulating agency.
What are some ways you and your volunteers advocate for long-term care residents?
Ombudsmen empower and support residents by protecting residents' rights and promoting dignity and choice, by educating residents on their rights and helping residents understand and utilize them to their benefit.
You talked about empowering and educating. What are some ways that you do this?
We meet privately with residents or in a group setting like the resident council meetings. We talk with the residents to identify and resolve concerns by educating residents and helping to file complaints and appeals. We often connect residents to legal and community resources, and we help clarify policies, rules, and regulations that residents or family members might have questions about.
What are some concerns that you've seen in the past?
One concern I've seen a lot of is the staffing shortages throughout nursing homes. I hear about staffing issues almost every time I step into a home.
Direct care shortage across the state of Michigan has been a concern.
The Biden administration announced a set of reforms this year that will ensure every nursing home provides a sufficient number of staff who are adequately trained to provide high quality care. The president announced that they will ensure poorly performing nursing homes are held accountable for improper and unsafe care and immediately improve their services, or they'll get cut off from taxpayer dollars. And the public will have better information about nursing home conditions so that they can find the best available options.
The Biden administration is taking and strengthening long care facilities to give residents the care that they deserve. When should someone contact their ombudsman?
Ombudsman can be contacted if you have concerns about care, quality of life, payment, or eligibility issues, when you have questions about your rights as a resident, when you cannot get the services, equipment, or supplies you need, when you are notified that you have to leave a facility against your wishes, also known as an involuntary discharge, and when you want information on other long-term care options. And we have a great volunteer program, so if you want to learn about becoming a volunteer ombudsman, you should contact your local ombudsman.
If someone needs to contact you, can they go about doing that?
You can contact your local ombudsman to get free and confidential help at 1-866-485-9393. The phone number again is 1-866-485-9393. Or if you want to directly contact me, my phone number is 989-358-4630.
So Maya, I know your 1-year anniversary is coming up with Region 9. What are you enjoying the most about being a long-term care ombudsman?
It's honestly just an honor to be able to go into a home and be able to sit down with someone and just be able to listen to them, learn a little bit about them, find out what's important to them and how best they want to be supported. All of our services are free. They're confidential. We do have the ability to investigate concerns or complaints on their behalf, but oftentimes our role is to provide information and assistance and just empower them to have a better life of their choosing.
Well, sounds like you're passionate about your job and we're lucky to have you in our service area. Is there something else you would like to share with our listeners today?
Starting next month on the third Wednesday, June 15th, I am putting together an Elder Abuse, Neglect, and Exploitation Prevention webinar series. The first webinar will be on challenging perceptions, sexual violence in later life. You will learn and define sexual violence, examine the stigma and barriers faced by survivors, and challenge your own assumptions in order to create a safer community presence. The second webinar is on the basics of elder abuse and will take place on July 20th. Elder abuse is mistreatment that results in harm or loss of a vulnerable adult. Increasing awareness of elder abuse is a critical part of ensuring that all seniors' human rights are respected and protected. The final webinar will take place on August 17th on the basics of reporting elder abuse. Elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation are highly underreported. You will learn the factors that make a person more vulnerable or at risk for abuse, neglect, or exploitation, and how to report elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation.
All three of these webinars sound great, Maya. How can someone register to attend these webinars?
Every webinar will be from 1 to 2 p.m., and you can register by calling 989-358-4616.
Elder abuse is such an important topic to cover. 1 in 10 Americans over the age of 60 have experienced some form, with only 1 in 24 reporting.
The more we talk about elder abuse, the more we'll understand it. As with any public health challenge, no one can single-handedly stop elder abuse. It will take all of us working together to build a community in which people of all ages are safe.
I agree. Thank you so much for joining us today, Maya. I hope to see you back here in the future.
This is Kitty Glomsky
and Brooke Mainville
with the calendar of events for June. Brooke, I hear you have some events scheduled.
I have 5 different events scheduled for the month of June. First, I have a Matter of Balance. It's a fall prevention workshop. It's taking place in person in Hale in IASCO, and it starts June 6th going through June 29th from 9:30 to 11:30. On June 10th, I have a virtual caregiver webinar series. It's understanding and responding to dementia, and that's 1 to 2. On June 13th, I'm partnering with our host organization, NEOMSCA, and Region 9 and Alcona Health Center are putting on a community COVID event, and it's from 4 to 6, and it's at our Austin warehouse. That's 11765 U.S. Highway 23 South, Austin. You can come and receive a COVID vaccination, your booster, and the at-home COVID test. And there's going to be vendor tables, and I'm going to be one of the vendors there. It's a great place to get resources, information, and it actually coincides when NEOMSCA gives away some of their food boxes. We just held one in April and we had 23 participants come out, but it's a great event.
What are the 3 organizations again that are sponsoring this?
It's NEOMSCA, Northeast Michigan Community Action Agency, which is our host, and then Region 9, as well as Alcona Health Center.
Great. What else you got?
Our first elder abuse webinar will be June 15th from 1 to 2. Our last event I want to talk about is the Healthy Living webinar. It's Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body. It's June 17th from 1 to 2, and that's virtual. So all these different events are free of cost, and anyone can register or sign up by contacting me at 989-358-4616.
Let's just name off the events. You have some series, right? There are more than one class.
With the series, you don't have to attend them all. So if you just wanted to attend one of them, you can attend just one. Altogether, we have 3 different kinds of webinars. We have our caregiver webinar, our elder abuse webinar, and our healthy living webinar. Our caregiver webinar, which is understanding and responding dementia. We have a healthy living webinar, which is for your brain and body. And then we have an elder abuse webinar. We have a fall prevention, an in-person Matter of Balance taking place in Hale, and then an in-person COVID event taking place in Austin. And they're all free.
There's a lot for people to do, isn't there? Your phone number again to register is
989-358-4616.
I have one event for June, which is the new to Medicare presentation for our brand new Medicare beneficiaries. This is for anyone who is new to Medicare, who is disabled and starting Medicare, or for people that may be working and have postponed their Medicare for a bit. If anyone is going to be starting Medicare after retirement, this is the information that you're going to need to make decisions. The MAP program, that's the Medicare Medicaid Assistance Program, will help you know what your options are. The virtual presentation is on June 8th at 10 o'clock. You can call our 800 number, which is 800-803-7174, to register for the event. Or you can contact your local council or commission on aging to register. After the presentation, you get to meet either virtually or in person with a counselor so you can discuss your personal situation. This is a great opportunity for anyone who is starting Medicare and needs some help weeding through what to do. That's all I have, Brooke. Anything else you want to add?
No, that sounds like a wonderful event, and you can meet one-on-one with someone to answer your questions. Honestly, a good benefit to the community.
Thanks for listening. If you have a topic or a scam that you would like to warn everybody about, call 1-800-803-7174.
This is Kitty.
And this is Brooke.
Until next time with Let's Talk About Aging.
Podcast music provided by Groove Music. Selection titled Modern Logo, created by Vadim Kuznetsov and can be found at https://elements.envato.com/modern-logo-zvhfbj6. This podcast was supported, in part, by grant number 90MPPG0039 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C., 20201.